I knew it. I just knew it. I told my parents it would be a disaster to move to this ridiculous place. I hate it here. The girls in my class are horrible. Ever since I came here, they're making my life totally miserable. And today, that Chaya, how could she even have said such a thing to me? What a meaning. What in the world is that?
Well, hello there, Habibi. Tiki here, and a shalom aleichem to you. Wonderful weather for flying over, although I think my turbojets could use an oil job. But what's up with you? You're looking blue.
Who are you? Where did you come from? What are you? A backpack? How did a backpack fly into our playground and...
You've got a lot of questions, my friend, and I've got a lot of answers. Come on, let's go sit together on that bench. Take a load off. I gotta loosen this strap here. There, that's a lot better. Now, here's the whole deal. I'm Tiki, short for Hatik Sheli, which means my backpack. Bet you never met a backpack like me before in your whole life. I'm plumpish and squarish and fly through the airish and come when I sense that there's someone who's tense and needs a good friend to help problem solve, and today I'm at your disposal. Well, how'd you like that? Made it up myself, and I think it's not too bad. What do you say? Hang on a sec while I check the details on my recessometer. Aha! You're Aviva Claver, and you're new here, I understand. Just moved into the neighborhood, I see.
Hey, how do you know?
Look right here and see for yourself. My recessometer never lies. Oh, no, 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 no. It's certain as the sun. Certain as shoelaces coming on tight. Certain as latkes on Hanukkah. Certain as... Aviva, enough of my rambling. We've got work to do. Your whole class is out there and you're over here. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't even need my recessometer to tell me that you're sad. I see those wet splotches on your cheeks. Here, I always carry around a few tissues just in case.
Thanks, Tiki. It's really nice of you to come over here with your turbojets to try to help me problem solve. But I think you're wasting your time. These kids are the meanest bunch I've ever met. You'd think they'd be welcoming to that new kid. But they make me feel like a nobody. Today, just when we were going out to recess, I announced I brought my dodgeball, who wants to play? And I could tell that some of the kids were about to come join. When all of a sudden, that minicha, well, doesn't matter what her name is, she says in this loud voice, "Hey, look who wants to play machnayim, dodge shrimp."
Oh my, 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 boy, Aviva. That kind of talking makes me feel like my stomach's been punched. Blech! You know, when I was a little baby backpack, I remember my mother telling me, "Tiki, you've got something inside you that's more precious than diamonds and more dangerous than a poison arrow." And I said, "Wow! Diamonds? Arrows? What have I got, Mommy?" And my mother looked at me and said, "Words, Tiki. Your words."
Yeah, well, your mother's right. And today, I feel like I've gotten some of those poison arrows in me. Not just today, either. Yesterday, a girl pinched her nose right next to me when I took out my snack and said, "Ah, a banana? That thing is so mushy. It looks like someone stepped on it. I just want it to sink into the floor. Why are they so mean to me?"
You know, Aviva, sometimes we don't even realize how our words hurt other people until we feel those very same words in our own ears.
You know something, Tiki? You're a pretty smart little backpack. I've never told this to anyone before, but, you know, back home in Montreal, before we moved here, there was this girl who came to our class. She was from Mexico, and she had the funniest accent in the world. And I'm embarrassed to tell you, Tiki, but I started imitating her and saying things that were probably pretty hurtful. I think I may even have called her, you know, she was kind of small and skinny, and I might even once or twice have called her, shrimp. I guess now I'm getting a taste of my own medicine, and it isn't very sweet.
Wow, Aviva, that's a great realization. It's Givaldic. It's enormous. It's humongous. In fact, I'm gonna turn a tiki somersault in celebration.
Hey, careful, Tiki. You'll dent your turbojax. But why are you so excited? What's so good about realizing the way I treated Rachel back in Montreal? If anything, it's really bad that I'm remembering what happened then.
What's good about it is that you can finally feel what Rachel may have gone through because you see how it feels yourself. Sometimes we can only understand the pain other people have gone through when we have similar kinds of pain. Know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean, Tiki. Are you saying that now that I have kids in my class saying hurtful things to me, I can realize how I must have hurt Rachel?
Yupsie doodle, Aviva, you're a star. That's exactly what I'm saying. How do you think Rachel felt back
exactly
then?
Exactly the way I'm feeling now. Worthless, lonely, like someone stepped on me. You know, Tiki, I feel exactly like that stepped on banana. Like no one cares about my feelings, and I just don't matter.
Those are rough feelings, Aviva. Really, really rough. I'll tell you one thing, my friend. You are well on your way to being a champion against cruel words. And that is a fact.
Yeah. Now that I know what it feels like, I don't think I could say those things to anyone ever again. No more poison arrow words for me, that's for sure.
You're going to be a great friend, Aviva. A super duper grandalooper as they come.
It would have been so nice if, instead of making fun of Rachel, I would have been nice to her. Imagine if I would have ignored her accent and just asked her all sorts of interesting questions about Mexico. She probably would have felt so good. I mean, I would have felt so good if someone had done that with me in my new school.
That's for sure, Aviva. Good point. Oops, there goes my recessometer. And it's buzzing so hard, it's making me a little dizzy. I've got to get going.
Thanks, Tiki. Your listening made me feel better. I think I might even have an idea how to get out of this mess. Tiki, you're amazing.
And your compliment makes me feel like flying, even without my turbo rockets.
Thanks, Tiki. Bye.
But before I go, I've got just one little stop to make. Hey, psst. Hiya.
What? Who's calling me? Hey, there's a flying backpack on my shoulder. What is this, a joke?
No joke, my friend. Listen, I'm in a rush as big as Texas, but I gotta tell you something. Or rather, show you something. Look over there for a second.
Over where? There? There's a bench there. What do you want to show me?
See anything else on the bench?
Oh, there's a girl on the bench.
Right you are, Chaya. Know her?
She's in my class.
I just thought it was kind of strange that here you are with the rest of your class, and there's Aviva sitting on the bench. She looks pretty unhappy, too. Have you ever been that sad, Chaya?
I guess so, yeah. Like when I was younger, I once dropped some dishes during supper, and my brother started calling me a klutz. It really hurt. He doesn't do it anymore. But when I think back to then, I remember how horrible it felt.
Well, that certainly sounds sad, Chaya. Mean words are really hurtful. Anyway, I'm sure you'll figure all this out. Gotta fly now. Have a superific, terrif-amazing day, pal.
I don't know if I was imagining things, but that backpack sure was pretty smart. Hang on, guys. I'll be right back. Aviva?
What do you want?
Aviva? I just wanted to apologize for saying mean things to you. I'm sure it hurt your feelings.
Oh. Thanks, Chaya.
We could really use you on our team. Wanna play?